So everything's going great. I got a smile on my face, and the car literally catches on fire.
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up,
everybody?
This is Mike
and Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
We hope everybody's having a fantastic weekend. I guess we did, right?
Yeah, we had a great weekend. We did our weekend away with my parents. It was away at their house, so we didn't really go anywhere.
It's like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, but we stayed the night and let the kids hang out with their grandparents. We went and did our tradition for the holiday season, which is we go out to usually an outdoor mall and take pictures, like family pictures.
In front of the Christmas trees.
The lit up Christmas trees. They've got heated benches, which is amazing.
But we didn't get to go there because it was raining.
Yeah. So instead, we went to the indoor mall and did the same thing, except without the heated benches.
Yeah. We went and got in front of like a Christmas backdrop.
Yeah.
Pretty corny.
It looked pretty good, I think.
Yeah. It's not bad. But our kid, our five-year-old, decided to do cartwheels down the stairs.
Not really. She tripped.
She really tripped. But, you know, most people, like, at our age, when I fall down the stairs, it's like, you're hitting these things like 150.
Right, you're falling on your butt.
Yeah, 198 miles an hour.
Yeah.
This kid was like, boom, 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 boom.
It was like ridiculous. A cartoon.
Yeah, like something you couldn't do this yourself. It couldn't happen twice.
Yeah. So
it scratches her face all up.
Yeah.
Got rug burn on the side of her eye.
A music note. Her rug burn is in the shape of a music note.
That's so
beside
she,
her eye.
She found the positive in everything. besides that, we did go there. We celebrated Christmas kind of like a little bit early because we're going to be next week. We have a twin birthday parties, I guess you call them. Mm-hmm. Every year we have a birthday on the December 28th and we have a birthday on December 8th.
Yep.
Problem is 28th, everybody's always out of town and yep. Can't do anything. So we always celebrate the kids together for now our soon to be 9 and 11-year-old. And we're going to have a fortnight party at our house this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna go.
And then the following weekend we'll be out of town on leaving Saturday morning to go to Florida for a well-deserved, well-earned vacation.
Yes, can't wait.
So we got a little two-bedroom condo resort deal going on there, and we're going to go to SeaWorld and Busch Gardens, Tampa maybe, and maybe Aquatica if the weather is warm enough, and maybe the beach. Who knows? I don't even know. I mean, we could literally wake up and I never put on pants and I'd probably be happy.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. But yeah, so things are going good. Got some vacation time coming up, and then, which we'll probably end up working more in Florida, but
we will be.
That's how we roll. But also, our private label is doing very well. We're pretty excited.
Yeah. Private label is doing very well. We had one product that everybody knows we launched a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like a misstep on the launch process, but we kind of relaunched it for Black Friday and it's going fantastic.
Phenomenally. We couldn't ask for better right now. But then we launched
four more SKUs,
four different products. And we were like, well, let's see how this goes. It looked like for a while, Amazon kind of lost one of the, two of the SKUs. They recovered them and we were like, well, let's see if they even do anything, because they kind of had something to do with Christmas and we didn't want to miss the Christmas season, because after that, who's going to buy Christmas stuff? Not too many people.
Like two of the products were like a Christmas type of product or, you know, winter or whatever. And then the other two were traditional, like mm-hmm. every day.
Yep. So, it ended up, they got them up there. We did some price adjusting, some planning
and pivoting.
Yes. Pivot. And we got it going, and sales have been really good for them only being online for what?
2 days.
2 days.
And the other one for like 3 or 4, but they've been steadily selling a few a day,
yeah.
Which is all you can hope for when it comes to a brand new product that no one's ever seen. You're using more or less Amazon pay-per-click to move them.
Yeah.
So I went through and I'm looking at all the stuff and I'm tweaking the keywords, because I ran an automatic campaign, which like Amazon does everything for you. And then I did my own and I'm killing Amazon. Amazon couldn't even do anything. Like they weren't even spending my money. And now all of a sudden, boom, everything's working very well.
Oh,
so between me and Talia, her building the listing, me actually doing all the advertising, home run so far.
We're a good team. And then the biggest news we got all week was that we received the Amazon's Choice badge.
Yep, on our first product, we got the Amazon's Choice.
Yep, so we are very excited, very proud of what we've done. And yeah, it's freaking exciting.
And now we're looking at launching four more products for this one brand. And actually, we have another brand.
Yeah.
We actually bought the domain for it. And our partner, he's going to open his checkbook and start spending some money. Because, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Let's go ahead and launch the product in another brand. One's going to be a lot of the same brand. And then one more? Or do we have two more? I don't know.
One more for now.
But either way, it's very exciting. We actually looked at probably 10 different products that we want to launch in the next week. And we can look at the numbers and say, man, that's fantastic. So eventually, I think in January, we'll probably do a lot of private label podcasts talking about kind of what we screwed up on here and how we fixed it, as well as launching using these events.
Yeah.
Big events meaning New Year's and Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's
holidays.
Day, holidays,
yep.
Prime Day, these places where you have the eyeballs to drive your sales through the roof and to keep and how to keep you there.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. And retail arbitrage. Fantastic.
Yeah, everything's falling into place, going well. You know, we're buying the lowest ranking items possible. They're getting in, they're selling immediately, and we can be happier.
Yeah, I really couldn't be. I mean, because every day you kind of wonder, especially because me and Talia run an extremely lightweight business, meaning everything we buy, we expect to move before we get paid again, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally every 2 weeks we get paid, and we expect everything we send in on the Monday after we get paid to be gone. And on that next paycheck, everything's lightweight. So what happens if everything sells too fast, we have nothing in stock.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what we've been worried about the whole time. And every week, every day, it just keeps chugging along. And I mean, our really bad day was like $900-something.
Yeah.
And that was like the bad day. Every day has been fantastic. And this is me and Talia buying and reselling stuff that other people have made, right? That's it. We're just going to stores and buying it. And reselling it. That's it. Like same thing that anybody listening to this podcast can do.
And we hope you are doing it. Taking every episode of the Reseller Bonus episodes and taking notes and copying, mimicking, and following through on everything that we're hopefully teaching you.
And we've been talking about fourth quarter since like the first or second quarter. We've been talking about this basically since we started back in like March, April, whatever it was.
Yeah.
We haven't changed our tune. We keep saying the same thing over and over and hope you guys see that, right? So, everything's going great.
Yeah.
We couldn't be more happy with how things are going. eBay, and I sold like $400 last night on eBay. I wasn't home. I didn't ship anything. I mean, I was literally gone at my in-laws and I kept getting ding, ching, getting the cash register sound and we're like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. And to be honest, I've been waiting for this because I expected all this stuff to sell like crazy, but I haven't probably put anything online in a week.
Yeah.
Right. And we expected every day to be like, why isn't stuff not moving yet as much as they should be? Why? Huh? I don't know. Then all of a sudden, boom, big day. Today's is doing really well. And we're hoping that this is going to continue because I want to get rid of all the stuff because I want to go out there and buy some new stuff for the new year. So, everything is going very well. And well, before we go into the episode, keep that in mind. Let's do a little bit of house cleaning and then we'll roll right in.
All right, guys. So check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/MIB podcast. Send us your success stories, how you made your first $100, your first $1,000, and we'll have you and your name on the show because we cannot wait to hear about how you're doing. So info@themibpodcast.com.
Today's episode is episode 65. And what's the title? Mrs. Talia.
Married and looking back.
Looking back. So today things are going good.
Yeah.
We're happy. And our paycheck's doing good.
Yeah.
Our business is doing good. Our PayPal's growing. Ranks are getting really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't always like that. And even like the last couple of years, I mean, I told you, if you go back and listen to episode 1 and 2, it talks about back in 2016 when we were riding high doing $50,000 a month. In sales that Christmas, and then all of a sudden it boom shut down, and we had no business for like 4 months.
Yeah, it was rough.
Or we're paying back the Amazon loan. Mm-hmm. Like they said, you're the best people ever. Here's a big loan. And oh yeah, now we're shutting you down, taking $5,000 a month out of your account, which is like our entire paycheck.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Yeah, really bad.
So, but you think that sucked. Yeah. We had a business that almost did $400,000 and then it got shut down. We had to rebuild it and we did it twice. And yeah. But now, you know, the difference is if we got shut down again, we'd be up in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Would never be a problem. And, you know, it might happen. I'll gladly pay the $500 for the lawyer guy to write a note and it'd be done, taken care of, right? Yeah. But we're going to take you way back. Looking back, we're going to take you back to a really rough time.
Yeah.
Which is right around 2010 to 2011. That's what, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, something like that.
Seven-ish.
Yeah, seven-ish, eight-ish, actually.
Yeah.
So tell, you want to start there? Right around, I lost my job in, let's see, I worked at the shipyard here. I graduated the apprentice school at New Pernew Shipyard, which was, meaning I went and did, I was a designer. I did all the schooling, 11 semesters of school. I didn't get my associate's degree because I got a D in one class in the 10th semester, which I got screwed out of. I contested, didn't care. And then I left and got a contract job working in Maine in 2010 after I graduated. And I spent 7 years or 6 years at that job. And you figured I'd have some juice with that, but doesn't matter. They never hired me back. 2010, we go to Maine.
Yep.
The guy tells us we're going to be here for 4 years. 6 months later, they let 300 of us go.
Yeah.
So I had no clue that as a contractor, you're there for like 6 months, a year, sometimes longer, but you can't count on staying longer than like 6 months.
Right. Yeah. So we were new to the contracting game. Got lied to, got our hearts broken. Mm-hmm. and then we got back. We had a condo that we had bought, quote, air quotes, bought. We didn't technically own it because the bank owned it because we hadn't paid for the house yet. Like most people.
Yeah, it's like everybody.
You buy a house, air quotes, and you haven't really paid for it yet. So the bank really owns it. But you say you bought a house. So we bought our house and a while before that, before we moved, and we ended up renting it out. We ended up having to kick the renters out. And when we came back, we decided, okay, we'll just move back into our house. We'll work on getting jobs. We were doing network marketing.
Which was not doing anything.
No, which we could not get off the ground to save our lives. We would get people to join our team and then they'd quit before we could ever get them officially started, or we'd host a party for them and then they'd never talk to us again.
But they'd ask for the profit from the party.
Yeah. So it was just a hot mess. And so it was really rough. So we got back, we moved in, we got everything all set up and we were like, this house actually looks really good because we weren't really happy with it before we left, but we really appreciated it when we came back.
Yeah.
And then,
and to add to a little bit of this, we were doing a loan modification. If you guys remember back in that time, 2008, 2012, everything was falling apart in real estate, right? We had a loan that was too high. We had HOA, which is Homeowners Association, which was through the roof. Mm-hmm. They kept going up.
Yeah.
So the cost, the value of the house dropped by $50,000, but the city assessment went up by $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we're paying more and more on our loan and more on our Homeowners Association. And we end up saying, this is ridiculous. We can't afford this. So we started a loan modification thing where basically what that means is we fill out paperwork, we send it in, they lose it for 6 months straight.
Yeah, over and over.
And over and over and over. And eventually they say, okay, we're going to approve you. We're going to put you back. And you can't even start the loan modification unless you go 1 month behind.
Yeah.
So they told us to go 1 month behind. They told us this. That's what they told us to do. Then they put us a second month behind in December when they approved the loan modification as long as we paid 6 payments on time.
Yep.
When they go to put us under review to approve it after we paid 6 months on time, they then said, you live in Maine. This house is not owned by you, so you are now 3 months behind technically. And we said, we'll write a check right now for half of it, but I'm about to lose my job. I found that out or whatever. And they said, no, it doesn't matter. You have to pay the whole amount or we're going to put you in foreclosure. Cue Talia's story.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Then we had no clue that there's this massive class action lawsuit. And all of us were getting screwed over. It wasn't just me and Talia. It was everybody. It was all of our news. Yeah. But we didn't have cable, so we didn't know about it. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. So it was pretty rough. And so we continue to make payments from what I remember. And they never sent us anything officially.
Oh no, they said, please reapply since you live in Virginia.
Yeah, we moved back. They said reapply. We did. And so we were waiting to hear back from them. We never heard anything else. And then we get a call.
We got a postcard in the mail.
Oh, we got a postcard. Okay. I thought it was a call.
No.
We got a postcard in the mail that said, we see that your house is under foreclosure. We'd like to buy your house. Please call us. We're like, what?
So we go and check, and the Daily Press is our newspaper here. Our house was freaking foreclosed on. We had no clue.
Yeah.
But we knew that we had gone 3 months behind because they forced us to.
Yeah, they told us.
And they wouldn't let us make a one payment. We had a three or none.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, we should have sued the crap out of them. You know, truthfully, all the guidance and all the lost paperwork and every time. I wish there was a way to show that. Like, I mean, there must have been because a whole bunch of people did sue them. But, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
That caused so much heartache. We had two kids at the time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We had Bella, which was probably three, and Chase, which is like one.
Yeah. It was rough. So
what do we do next?
So then we basically agreed to move out of the house without causing any damage. From the guy who bought the house or the company that bought the house, and they gave us like a small check and we bounced.
Yeah. We moved in with your parents.
Yeah. We ended up living with my parents. I don't believe you could find a job at the time. So we were there for quite a while, about 6 months or so.
Yeah, it was literally from like September to like, yeah, right around January,
February. Yeah.
Yeah. So then at that point we were living in Richmond, Virginia. I got a job in January starting at this really bad company.
remain nameless.
We won't even talk about them. But then we moved back to Newport News. At this time, my grandma was dying.
Yeah.
So we couldn't move in. We moved in with my parents, but they needed us to leave because it was too stressful on my family. So we were living in a hotel for a few weeks, but we found the house finally, right?
Yeah.
Remember, we were literally living in a hotel, which one night we come home from a business meeting, and there's a homeless guy outside of our hotel room.
Like, literally outside of our door.
Yeah.
Sitting there
scared the crap. It's 3 a.m. Scared the crap out of us. But so, yeah, we get there, whatever, where the kids are. I mean, we find a house, right? Yeah. Paid first and last, move in. And everything's going like, okay, we're not really going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, at this time, we had lost a car because my parents took over a payment of a car. They couldn't afford any more. We got it back. We decided that at that time, we already had another car. So we decided to let it go. So,
yeah.
Which we did. So we saw Toyota come and pick up the car, which was fun. I love watching that.
Yeah.
Right? Poor Prius.
Yeah.
What happened? After that, everything's going great. But then this is like the story, like the funniest, the best part of it. Like, we're really not getting anywhere. We are doing okay. The job is terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm working and everything, you know, we're kind of getting ahead, kind of not, whatever. And I'm like, I find a car that I know I can take, put a little bit of work into it, and turn it into and flip it and make some money.
Yeah.
And at the time, we're trying to do anything business-wise, learning how to make money. So this is like how it was at the time. I was driving this car home, and sure enough, I got a big smile on my face. Everything's great because I love this car, and it catches on fire.
Yeah.
So I literally had to pull into a gas station, grab water. I just threw my credit card at the lady and said, my car's on fire. I took gallons of water. I started pouring them on the car, and fire people come. The trunk's broken.
Yeah.
So he couldn't lift up the engine lid to set the thing on, whatever. So they pry it open and they get it out. And I'm just sitting there. And I remember going home and we had to get the car towed a couple days later. I'm just sitting there and just started like hysterically crying because it was so bad. And that was like, felt like this was my life at this time. Like, we couldn't catch a break with it for anything.
Things blowing up and
car catching on fire. Like I said, family is, dying. And it was just so bad. And we had no money.
Yeah.
Like, we were kind of starting to go ahead. And then, you know, it's funny, the little glimpse of happiness is I got the car home. I started taking it apart and I started selling tons of stuff. Like, I literally bought the car for like $700 and I probably made $2,500 on it afterwards. So that should have been my spark of, hey, we should start selling on eBay and Amazon.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't. Whatever reason, we're still stuck on Amway and whatever else. So after that, within weeks, I lost my job.
Yeah.
Pulled me in the office, said, we don't have to give a reason, but you are done. 11:15, you have to be out of the office. I said, well, what did I do? They said, we don't have to give you a reason. I said, okay. I just walked out. Yeah. I grabbed my stuff and I literally walked out of the room. That was it. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. Yep. So.
And we did everything we could to get back on our feet.
Yeah, we did. We did everything possible. Well, I think we did what we knew to do. Yeah. And so Mike applied for jobs.
And I got one.
Yeah, you got one as
selling timeshares.
Timeshare salesman. And started doing that. Was actually really good at it.
I literally went there and I said, hey, we own the timeshare of this place. I called them up, said, hey, I own it. Obviously, I believe in the product. You know, can I come interview? And they gave me the job on the spot. It ended up being, quote unquote, the best in my class, number one. The problem was you didn't get paid for a month after. Mm-hmm. And by that time, you're drawing like $8 an hour or whatever it was from that future sale.
Any future pay.
So like by the time I actually got paid for all these things I sold, it was like I'd already got paid for it. So it didn't even matter.
Yeah.
So we thought we had done it. They're like, well, you need to pay so much money or you're going to lose the house.
Yep. So because we had slowly started to fall behind because obviously we had he had a job that wasn't paying enough money. And I was a stay at home mom at the time. So I wasn't really contributing.
Two more or less infants, a 3 and a 1-year-old.
Yeah. And so we went to talk to our landlord's office because we knew what was happening and we wanted to be honest and go in and try to work something out. So we go in, they say, well, you just need to pay this amount of money. And, you know, you'll be caught up. So we
basically emptied our account.
I believe we borrowed money and we gave them the money. So then a little bit later on, maybe a couple of days, I'm not sure, they sent us a notice and said, you're still behind.
Yeah, you have to basically
pay
this money, you're evicted. And we said,
we
paid the late fee and the fee of our rent, but they took our money and gave it to the lawyer, which was like $600, mm-hmm. that wrote the note for
the eviction.
The quote-unquote, you know, soon-to-be eviction warning. A warning note. They took $600, paid the lawyer, instead of paying the people that own the house.
Yep. So, since they did that.
But they didn't. They'd never say they did it. We kept saying, you told us to do this.
Yeah.
And they kept denying it to the death.
Yeah. So, they basically, I mean, long story short, we got evicted. Because they took that money and put it somewhere else. So we were like, well, how do we know that we're not going to pay you again and you're going to pay the lawyer again instead of paying the people who own the house? So it just didn't make sense. So we got evicted. And, you know, no one's proud to say that they got evicted. But, you know, it's not the end of the story, obviously.
And I told Talia today when we were talking about this, I'm like, why don't we just be candid? Why don't we be transparent about the complete garbage that we were living in at the time? And, you know, hopefully, you know, I said, if you're embarrassed of that or whatever, we don't have to say it. But I think being transparent, letting people know what we've been through is, you know, maybe powerful. Maybe you need to hear this today. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was bad.
Yeah.
And you know what? At the time, you know, we say it was bad and we were so broke, we literally couldn't even file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Like we filed bankruptcy. And I think you heard an episode a few months ago where it was like years later, we could afford to pay this bankruptcy off. So they, like I think last year, they sent us a check for our refund for what we had paid because we couldn't finish paying it off.
Yeah.
So it was bad. That was kind of how bad it was. Like we literally were so worried. But then again, our family was taken care of. We didn't, you know, my fat butt didn't miss any meals. Our kids were fine. They were taken care of. They had no health challenges. So in all, in a retrospect, we look at it, everything was okay. We had loving families, you know, my family and Talia's family. That helped out, did everything it could, and it pushed us into going into a different direction.
Yeah.
Which was into the sales, because I couldn't get a job in electrical design anymore. For whatever reason, I couldn't.
Yeah.
But then I got pushed into being a advertising sales guy, and I immediately became number one, won President's Club, and we started going in the right direction. At least if it wasn't, like, it really wasn't monetarily. Like, we didn't ever go crazy and like, we're killing it now.
Yeah.
But we're taken care of. And we kind of learned the budget much better and understand where the money was going. And we knew that I can make money on anything, which spawned into, you know, starting the magazine, starting podcast,
listening to podcasts, which opened other doors for us. And so, you know, the whole point of us looking back, the whole point of you looking back is to see that, you know, everything, people always say everything happens for a reason, and people hate hearing that.
I hate hearing that.
Oh yeah, it's the worst. But the truth of the matter is, it does happen for a reason. Now, while you're in it, it might suck. It might be the worst. But your steps are ordered and they're leading you somewhere. You might not know where they're leading you at the moment, but they are leading somewhere. Now, had we not gone through all of these obstacles, some of them we caused ourselves and some of them we didn't. But if we hadn't gone down this path, then we would not have ended up with Amazon. We would not have ended up with eBay or any of this new stuff that we're doing. We wouldn't have been educated in the way that we are now. And so, you know, looking back, it helps us to reflect on how we got here.
Yeah, it helps us grow up a little bit too. You know, me and Ty are very, like I said, with budgeting, we spent a lot of money on dumb stuff.
We wasted a lot of money.
We ate out a lot. We did a lot of, a lot of dumb stuff, right? I mean, you know, today me and Ty are looking at like, man, we look at a paycheck now, and a few years ago, if we saw how big our paycheck was, we'd say, I can't wait to, you know, go and buy this junk or buy this or do that.
Let's go on a shopping spree.
And now me and Ty are looking at like, man, we're going to pay off that car. It's going to be awesome, you know. We're about to pay off this car. Or we're looking at it and we're like, wow, we're going to pay ourselves 1/5 of what we actually made this paycheck. Because we're more excited about taking the 4/5, which I ain't telling you what we're being paid. But, and we're going to take that and put it back in to turn it into that much more.
Yeah.
So Ty's more excited about, oh, yeah, I get paid. I get to go shopping.
Can't wait to go shopping.
Yeah, I don't get to keep any of this stuff, but I'm so happy. You know, most women are looking forward to going shopping to buy junk.
Yeah.
Right? And Ty is like, Ty can buy a whole bunch of Louis Vuittons right now, but she don't want them. She wants to go buy it unless she can buy them and sell them.
Yep. I don't want them unless I can sell them.
And it's funny because of that, because like I said, with maturity, through this stuff, it definitely thickens your skin. It helps you. And I think every time that we've had challenges, but, you know, I feel like sometimes things happen and you have to react.
Yeah.
And I feel like God gives you these things to make you stronger. But I also feel like if you're not doing it in a timing that you should, that maybe there's a little hiccup in the road. And I feel like we've hit that where, okay, we shouldn't have been wasting time doing this, this, and this. We should have been doing that.
Yeah.
And we even both said we should have did this, but we didn't.
Yeah.
And that kind of the whole point of whatever. So.
Yeah, and sometimes that comes from procrastination. Sometimes it's just being forgetful. It's not being honoring like the things that you know you're supposed to do. And
like if you hear the whisper, like you feel in your heart that you're supposed to be doing something, you gotta do it, right? I hate to even say that stuff because it puts a bunch of new stuff on my back or Talia's or whatever else. But it's like if you feel like constantly you're getting this little whisper, your conscience is telling you that you need to go ahead and work out, probably need to work out.
Yeah,
I mean, that means somebody, you know, whatever you want to call it God, is telling you, go ahead and. You need to take care of this right now. Yeah. I'm telling you, this is the fork in the road. You need to turn right. Do it.
Yeah.
Which is what me and Ty have been doing lately is, although she's always good looking, I'm looking like good crap. But she's with me though. She takes the turns with me and the forks in the road. And that's why I've been working on health lately, working on this and that. So I don't know. Maybe it's getting a little bit too much into that, but I do feel like there's a lot of places in our life where I'm like, I should have. My bragging thing was I kicked everybody's butt in sales and advertising, and I didn't work more than 15 hours a week.
Yeah.
I was literally – I worked 5 days a week, sure. Maybe. Every Friday, we took off and went to, like, Busch Gardens, whatever.
Yep.
But I would probably work, like, 3 to 4 hours a day max, and, like, two of those were from home.
Yeah.
I literally never left the house. I went out. I did my appointments, came back home, hung my dress shirt up, and we hung out, played Dr. Mario or something. There's so many things that we could have done. But now what should I have done at that time? We should have did something a lot more, right? We should have been. Because when we were hustling and doing like the magazine and all that, then we're like, we felt like we're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
But it was at a point where I'm like, I let everything else go to whatever. Like it's too much simplicity. Or I should have been pouring gas on how good I was doing at the job.
Yeah.
I should have done 3 times better because I had at least, you know, 30 hours left in the week I could have worked. But that was my claim to fame. I kicked everybody's butt and I only worked 15 hours a week. Well, my claim to fame should have been is I worked 40 hours a week and destroyed everybody and made, you know, 200 grand a year.
Right. Yeah.
We look at that now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how me and Taya look at it now. We're like, sales look good yesterday, right? You know, I think all the combined businesses did like over or under right at $3,000 in sales. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And me and Tyler are still saying, man, you know, it's going to be cool because we're going to put this in place and this in place. We're about to, you know, as long as our partner is ready to open his checkbook, we're ready to launch something like a dozen products.
Yeah.
And if so, we're looking at, okay, how can we tweak our time to make it better, make it like, we're just not satisfied.
Yeah.
And I did the math, like, you don't think about it, like $3,000, it's whatever, no big deal. But like, that's $90,000. That's a business. That's $1 million business that we did, you know, monetized over three, you know, a whole year. We did it in a day, didn't even pat ourselves on the back, didn't even think about it because it wasn't our goal.
Yeah.
It wasn't what we were looking to do. And I feel like same thing, the bumps, the bruises, everything we went through, it builds a maturity to show you really what's possible and make you think bigger when you actually get to a point of, well, this is nothing.
Yeah.
This is expected,
right?
There's a difference, I guess, between big goals like, wow, that blew my mind. And then we knew this was going to happen. Me and Talia knew exactly, like, we're going to put the stuff in place. We're going to do this, and it's going to make sales. And it did.
Yeah.
And our partner didn't understand that up front. Rick, if you're listening. And we told him, we're going to launch this stuff on Black Friday. A relaunch. Mm-hmm. We're going to start and we're going to lower the price and we're going to sell out of so many of these. And then once it gets to this one, we're going to jump the price up. When it gets here, we're going to jump the price up. And we did it.
Yeah.
And this is doing exactly what we said it was going to do.
Yeah. We're on the right trajectory. And I mean,
and he's like, oh, you guys are about to run out of inventory. I said, we know. We told you that. We knew exactly what we were doing. We said we did. Based off everything we've done for 4 years, we know exactly what's going to happen. Like to a T.
Yeah.
I like to be surprised, but it doesn't happen often, right? Seriously, like we don't know everything, but we kind of know exactly what happens in the fourth quarter because we've done it.
Yeah, we've done it quite a few times. Either way, guys, you know, take some time and look back. Take some time and look at everything that's led you to where you are. Whether you're in a good place or bad, you know, it can be a lesson either way. You know, if you're in a bad place right now, what led you to that place? Was it your own actions? Was it you hanging around the wrong people? Was it you not being educated, not knowing what you didn't know? You know, take the time, educate yourself, take the time away from the people who might be steering you in the wrong direction. Take the time and learn your life lesson. Oh my gosh, we just look at our sales. It's amazing. Yeah. Take the time and just start to develop yourself personally. And I think that if you're in that bad place right now, you can definitely move forward from there, especially if you learn from your mistakes or learn from ours. I mean, we talk, you know, about how we raised our credit score. We talk about how we're working on getting out of debt. We're very close. But learn from other people's mistakes. And then if you're in a great space right now, look back at the things that led you to where you are so that if you ever get back in a tough spot, you understand that it's leading you somewhere else.
I couldn't agree more. And this stuff gets easier over time. You know, like you look back on things when it was really rough. And a couple years ago, I would think back, and we talked about this a couple podcasts ago, about how I would remember like being, what was it, Bella's first, or this was Christmas, I think. Chase was just born. Kaya Lily just had her appendix out, right? No, it was right after that she did.
Yeah.
And things were rough. It was right, I think it was, right before we moved to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And this same time frame, Kaya had her appendix out. Business was, I mean, we had no business. And we had no money. And we had a failing MLM or company, whatever, network marketing. And Bella had like 20 presents. They're all junk. They're all VHS tapes, anything we found at the thrift store. And guys, I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with that, really, because it really doesn't matter. You know, now I'm thinking about it today. It's so much easier because me and Ty are looking at our Christmas stuff, and I'm like, why are we going to buy them that? That's junk. Why are we going to waste our time with this? That's junk. They're not going to do anything with this. That's why we just literally just bought a week vacation in Florida because we're like, screw it. We'll make memories. It's better than buying a bunch of toys.
Yep.
But they're lucky. I mean, they're still going to make out like bandits, but we're going to give them stuff that we feel like they could be smarter and use now being 9 and 11, like a 3D printer or a tablet that they can do all their drawings because they're very good artists, but put them on a computer instead of putting them on pieces of paper, our paper that we need for business and stuff like that. So a couple things instead of last year spending like $2,000 on toys they didn't even open, literally did not even open and play with the toys.
Yeah.
So we're talking this year, spending like one third of that, one half of it, one quarter of it, but going on vacation to make memories instead of that. And on Christmas Day, I won't feel bad at all.
Nope.
Not at all. And they're going to be like, well, you know, there's not 400 things open. There's not 12 days. My daughter asked me today, when are we going to start the 12 days of Christmas? I'm like, that's a waste of money. You're not getting any more Pokemon cards. We're not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Nope.
Now it feels like, you know, oh, what's 12 days of Christmas? Oh, well, you're running out of 3D printer plastic. Here's a thing of plastic, and here's this, you know. That would be good gifts.
Yeah.
Because it's for a purpose, but not the other stuff. But I don't feel bad about it anymore.
Yeah.
Being the whole point, like, it felt really rough back then, but now I don't even care.
Yeah.
Every time I look at Talia's jewelry box, I don't care that I'm not going to buy any more jewelry. Because she has so much of it, I don't care. Right?
So, look, guys, I think the other point of the story is, when you look at or hear about people's success, you may not know where they've been or where, you know, what they've gone through to get there. You don't know their journey. So you can't just assume that everybody has it easy or that it came easily to them. I think everybody has their struggle, whether it's financially, mentally, in their marriage, in different relationships. But I think you have to really be open to examining yourself and what you have going on, and then kind of grow from there. So don't judge what other people have going on, because you don't know where they've been unless you've listened to their story.
I guarantee you, the first time somebody comes up to me and says, you guys are so lucky, they're getting punched in the face, right? Because, you know, one day we will be millionaires. And I don't say that feeling bad at all. Yeah. I think that one day we will get to that point where we earned it, and I feel like we deserve it. We work so freaking hard. And, you know, when people, I laugh because we're sitting here talking to a few people about business stuff, and, you know, they're like, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And they're like, I don't have time. And I'm like, what? I'm like, literally, I got an eBay business that makes way more than your Amazon business does. We have a big Amazon business that does very well, right? We have a private label company that's going through the roof. We have four daughters, not four kids, four daughters, right?
Yeah.
Three of them which have to go to school and get ready and do all the other crap, do homework and do all that, get here, there, get blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And we have a two-year-old that literally destroys everything, right?
Yeah.
And they say they don't have time.
And we're like, how do you not have time?
And we literally go from 7 a.m. more or less till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Most nights, yeah.
4 out of 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Then on weekends, we go spend family time shopping, you know? And right now, yes, we are working more than we usually would.
Yeah.
But I like doing this. I feel fulfilled when we get hours taken out of the day that we've done good, knocked out something, moved towards where we're trying to go.
Yeah.
I don't feel so good when we just, you know, sometimes we did. Last week, we knocked out a lot of stuff early. We did take a nap, like, every day. Because we were just done. Yeah. We were done. It's like super tired.
Yeah, so this vacation cannot come sooner.
But we were happy about doing it because we knew we earned it.
Yeah. It's good when you earned it. You know, and I think that you also need to make sure, you know, that you're spending your time and your money where it's necessary. Because I learned this a long time ago, being in network marketing. You know, people will tell you they don't have money. People will tell you they don't have time. Everybody has the same amount of time, hours in the day. And everybody has a certain amount of money. And you will spend your money the way you want, on what you want, and the amount that you want. And you'll figure out a way to get exactly what you want if you really want it. And that includes time and money. So if you have the desire to move forward financially, in relationships, and whatever it's, you know, you're not moving forward in, then you'll make a way for it, because we all have the same amount of time and we will figure out a way to get the money to get to do what we want to do.
Yeah. People have money to do exactly what they want to do. Right. Mm-hmm. People have credit cards out the yang. I got a thing today saying you're three away. Right? You're three credit cards away from having the perfect amount of credit cards. I got three, which only one has anything on it. And one of them gave me like the death threat saying, if you don't use it, we're going to cancel it. Like, I didn't think that was legal.
Yeah.
But whatever, either way. So you got credit. You can use the credit if you have to, if you want to do it smart.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a good idea. You know, we've talked about that. But if you are feeling in your heart you need to start a business today, you go out there and start an eBay or Amazon company and get $100 on your credit card and call it a day. That's not going to be much of a payment, and you can make that back like that. Mm-hmm. Copy craft that we've done in the last gazillion episodes, right? Our Friday episodes.
Yeah.
And you'll find something to resell and double your money, and take that money and double it again, and take that money, double it again. And all of a sudden you have a business that does a lot of money. That's how me and Tally did it. We literally went from April to Christmas, never paying ourselves, and just kept rolling the money over. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we were making $7,000 a paycheck every 2 weeks. We could quit our job, pay ourselves $72,000 a year. And that was all it took. And we had excess outside of that.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have that much money in the bank, but we quit our job because we're like, this is easy. And we made more than we ever needed, and we lived below our means and had a 3,000 square foot house in Florida in a great neighborhood. Not bad life.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
So you can do that.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And don't despise small beginnings. Everybody starts somewhere. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for permission to get started, do it. Right? We used to hear that all the time. Like, people would say, hey, look, if you're looking for permission to go diamond, which is what they used to always say to us, right? And do it.
Yeah.
You know, all this spawned off, this whole talk about we went and slept into our old bedroom this weekend, right?
Yeah.
It was a bedroom that me and Taya slept in when we lived there. We had sleep in this room. And we had on the wall, I'm going to mess it up because not theirs, it said 7,500 points,
yeah,
which is like the platinum level in this business that we're a part of. 7,500 points, change your thoughts, change your future, or change your actions.
Change your actions, change your attitude, change your future.
Yeah, change your destiny, something like that.
Something like that.
And the whole point was, this was that goal, like the 7,500. And when me and Taya looked at 7,500, you'd make $2,000 to $3,000 more a month. Me and Taya hit that in Amazon in 1 month with no clue what we were doing.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here thinking like, wow. Why does anybody, and that, like, why would he do this anymore?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're sitting there thinking about that, like, wow, I love this poster. Like, we literally took it off the wall and putting it up right next to all the goals we have on the wall here in front of our desk, because to me, it's a good memory of where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even though we never hit 7,500.
We never got even close.
We got to like 1,000 one time, and we didn't make any money at that point either.
Yeah.
But now we can look at things and go, wow, if we didn't suck at that, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And one day we're going to be able to look at that and have it framed and say, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But that doesn't make what it said any less valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Change your actions, change your attitude, change your destiny.
Yeah, change your future.
I mean, that's what we did. That's what this whole thing looking back has been about, is the fact that we were able to change through every step, every mistake, every failure that we had. It helped us change and go into the direction of where we are now. So,
yeah. Hey, I, you know, we'll shut it down now, but I mean, that was, if talking about stories, we don't have enough podcast time for like 10 episodes then go after that. Right.
Yeah.
Everything's going great. I go and switch, you know, we got a new house. Remember, we got the little tiny house,
yeah,
with a washer and dryer in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, but we were so excited to have our own house. And then I, place first, we've got platinum, I mean, not platinum, but President's Club and all this stuff, right? And we're making money. Like, okay, it's going to get better next year because I'm already on target to do twice as many sales as I did this year. So we get a bigger house, it costs more money and whatever. And the freaking, I get paid like half, I mean, like I literally lost like 10 grand. So we increased our cost of living so much and I lost money on my paycheck because they changed the pay plan. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then two cars died the exact same day.
Both of our cars in one day.
Our van blew up and our car didn't start and died the same day.
Yeah, it was a rough day.
God, man, you want to talk about just bad luck? Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
We need months to talk about. Like, you literally have no clue. Like, you think we're making this crap up because it would be like a whole story. Like, if you ever go watch Before Disney Walt.
Yeah.
It was a story about before. All it was a story showing up to his point where he made up Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Right?
How he got there.
And he basically was just a whole bunch of just him getting destroyed and pummeled.
Yeah.
Until he said, oh, Mortimer Mouse, I like that. And someone said, how about Mickey? Oh, yeah, that sounds better. The whole story, a whole movie of him getting his butt whooped.
Yeah.
And that's like our movie. Like, we have so many chapters of butt whooping that this would never be made a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be like Forrest Gump, but just everybody's crying. So they're so sad about us the whole time, right?
But we're in the happy chapters now. So.
And we hope to stay there. So as long as the 18 streams of income we have, don't all shut down at once. I think we'll be okay.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you listening. We hope that you understand where we came from, a little bit of where we came from, but also, you know, that we're excited about where we're going. And we hope that, you know, by looking back on what you have going on, whether it's good or bad right now, that you have a future that's different than where you are.
Yeah, we hope that you just, like you said, you see this, and I hope you laughed at it a little bit. I hope you felt sad for us a little bit, but I hope you can relate. I really do. I hope you're in a position right now that you can relate, because you can get the most out of this right now. Because literally, the funny thing is, you emailed me and tell you tomorrow, we'd tell you how to get started.
Yeah.
It wouldn't cost you a penny. We would guide you. We'd probably be friends, and you guys just don't email us. So all these but we're legit trying to be good people. We want you to, if there's anything we can do in our life that of impact, we want to have a following of people that we can help. Yeah. That's it. I mean, it's really what we always talked about in network marketing, whatever else. We just wanted to help a lot of people get out of financial crisis.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, or come up, at least be able to shuck and jive. There's so many people that failed in network marketing that now own successful companies because of the failure of that business. They couldn't get that model to work, but they figured out how to do this.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, they have construction companies and plumbing companies and all these brick and mortar companies that kill it now.
Yep.
And they just couldn't do network marketing, but they got the thick skin,
the
know-how
education
from the failure from that. So guys, if you're sitting here today in the same position, we hope that this can help you. In any which way possible, we hope we can help you. So I think that's it.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you guys. Hope you had a great weekend, and we'll see you guys on Friday.
Bye.